strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena Kirsten.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good, really good.
Awesome. We've good got a great topic to talk about today.
I'm personally extremely excited about this. We're talking about Frutiger Eero, which is not only musically a kind of aesthetic, it's also visually an aesthetic, which is cool.
Yeah, it's a design aesthetic, and I guess we've seen that in some genre that come with, you know, a bigger package, and so the music, I guess, was more secondary, but it's based on computer user interfaces and PlayStation 3 and Windows Vista 7 and the Nintendo DS Wii visuals. And and so, you know, you picture a bright, great green landscape and the bright blue sky, you know, on your computer desktop. And or you can also have fish in the sea and bubbles. And, I guess, how does that translate into a music? And I've been reading, like, someone said it's the successor to Y2K. So this one is the future is, you know, you can have machinery and technology, but also nature. So you can have the sea and the land. So the future is vibrant and harmonious with nature. It's not minimalist, sort of cold technology. This has got this sort of cuteness kawaii as well.
It's interesting because it's that like computer music and everything technicolor, but there's still a lot of like connection to those sounds of nature as well.
Yeah, so it's such a it's very interesting, and I guess we can, you know, we can have a listen. So one Reddit user said it's like drinking water from a pitcher that has some lemon slices in it.
I love that analogy. I think, yeah, these are super, like, fresh tones, and they still sound like it, you know. A lot of these are being made kind of now, but even the earlier ones, like, they still sound super fresh. Which one do you want to play first?
Maybe we'll start with the iconic one. So this is the one, sorry, this is the Wii Party soundtrack, main menu music. Okay, did you ever think I'd be playing you menu music?
No, but I'm so here for it. I loved the Wii as a kid. I didn't have one. My friends had one.
It's really nostalgic, eh? Oh, this is so good. Okay, let's just listen to some Wii music for a little bit.
Let's do it.
Remember it having quite so many breaks and fills. That was a fun little moment, wasn't it?
Very jazzy. So that's 2006, and I found the composers Ryo Nagamatsu and a lady Shinobu Tanaka, and they both write for Nintendo, Smash Brothers, Mario Kart. You know, they've both been composing all this stuff, so they're really the sound.
I wonder if that's a fun job or like really constructive. It sounds
well,
like
I think
fun.
In Japan, they have all these companies that make all the synths and the software and stuff.
True,
Yamaha and Roland, and so, you know, there's I think it's the sort of thing if you say to your parents you're going to do it, you're going to be a musician. It's not the most out there thing as it would be here, because it's part of their economy, a really important part of their economy. So
I was just thinking, I'm really happy that we did Japanese jazz a couple of weeks ago. I feel like this is a really cool segue.
Like, if you've got that thing going, you know, so they're growing up with all these different things, their technology and the jazz, and so now that makes more sense as well. You know, that you need these good players to then create these funky things. Now this next one,
Yeah, I feel like listening to that Wii music is getting me ready to, like, really suck at the golf game. Why was the golf so hard?
The golf... No, I don't mess with the golf.
It's so difficult.
I enjoy the bowling and I enjoy the tennis, but the tennis can get a bit vicious, and if you're not careful, you'll, like, throw a controller.
Remote through the TV.
Yeah.
It's happened to me.
Oh, see, it's reminding you guys of thinking of failure.
Well, I guess we're children of the noughties, you know, so, like, this is... You know, a massive part of us growing up was this aesthetic, you know, the family computer.
Absolutely. Mm. So, you know, it's so funny to, you know, say someone of my age, hear people talking about nostalgia or something that feels like yesterday. Yeah, we're talking 15 years ago, you know?
Yeah, totally. Okay, what song should we go into next?
Okay, so this is Explushy. Mm-hmm. She's a content creator. She says, I'm that beanie girl who makes... weird videos and music sometimes. I aim to capture the energy of crusty, outdated media. And so, she just makes, you know, what she says, amateurish fever dreams for the internet. And so this is her track from 2023.
I watched some of her YouTube videos a couple of nights ago. They are awesome.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah, because she's a cartoonist as well, yeah.
Yeah, they're crazy.
Aren't people amazing? People get up to cool stuff, eh? Let's have a listen. Okay, loving this.
Yeah, it's such a vibe.
Very, like, isn't it amazing, this music? I guess it's sort of the same with a lot of, like, jazz fusion-y sort of stuff, but it's amazing how it's so relaxing and zen, but also I could dance to that. It's pretty groovy.
You're right. It's not sleepy relaxing. And there's a lot of playlists. So it really exists in the playlist space. I guess we're getting a lot of things like that. And someone else said it's good for swimming.
Yeah, I can imagine that.
Swimming playlist.
Yeah. What I find so interesting is, you know, when you sent through this list of tracks and was like, Fruta Guerrero, I kind of knew it more as an aesthetic. But listening to the music, you can almost hear, like, the aesthetic itself. There was a lot of kind of glass and, like, bubbles and bright colours, but, like, harmonious bright colours.
Mm.
And it, like, it's tripping me out how you can hear it in the sound.
Yeah, absolutely. Because and I guess, like, the visuals, it's electronic, but it also has some organic elements, too. You know, like the jazz, it has more, like, earthy human elements. Mm. Yeah, you're right. You're so right. They really go together.
Yeah, they do. They really do. You've got one more track for us. This is a cool one.
Now, this guy is much older. So this is from 1987, so he wasn't intending to be Fruta Guerrero, obviously, because it didn't exist. But and so he's a Japanese ambient music, anime music. He did the music for the Sea Life Park for the news. Mm-hmm. So his name is Yoichiro Yoshikawa, and this is his track Patagonia.
Am I right in thinking that he passed away in January?
Yes, you're right. Sorry, I had that written down. I know we should. So it's good timing that we're doing it. He just passed away. Yeah. So he's done other documentaries like The Earth's Great Journey. So this vibe is obviously there's a space for it, you know, outside just video games and then relaxing. But yeah, so here we've got the Sea Life Park and earthy documentaries and anime.
Crazy, and, right? Yeah, totally, like, really cool to take us all the way back to the 80s and see a little bit of the sort of fuck-a-papa of where this sound and aesthetic comes from.
Yeah, you're so right. What a good word for it.
Okay, well, we're going to listen to this and leave you, but thank you for bringing us such wonderful Zen vibes this morning. I've thoroughly enjoyed this.
I hope everybody has a wonderful day.
I feel super nostalgic. This is, like, taking me right back.
Yeah. Thanks so much, Kirsten.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Have a great weekend. Bye. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Bye.
Was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.